stuff owns you, you don't own it. Anyway. I have a hunch that when you ask a question, I talk all around it. I'm not sure I give you an answer.
No, you do. No, absolutely. Thank you. What would you say makes South Barrington unique or different from other areas?
Well, the South Barrington... See, South Barrington was created out of land that was zoned 5 acres residential. We got away from that because we didn't have the woods, we didn't have the amenities that Barrington Hills has. Barrington Hills is pretty much forest land. That's that break between the prairie and the forest. And so we couldn't justify 5 acre building sites, and so that's why we got down to 1.5 acres or something in that vicinity. Our advantage really is our location to the toll road, accessibility. I mean, anybody wanting to live out here or work out here, it's easy to get to an airport, to a restaurant, to a store, whatever.
Didn't you tell me that was one of the reasons that many of these villages actually started is because the toll was brought
here? People would come out, would have a place over on the river somewhere, and they would come out here and spend the summer, the few weeks in the summer. It was too hard to get to and from here. In fact, when we built, we were living in Park Ridge when I was building this house out here, and there wasn't a stop sign. No, I take it back, there was one stop sign between where we lived in Park Ridge and where we live out there now. There was no place to buy a sandwich it was a different scene. And so anyway,
we're just discussing this. The recording aspect, bear with me just a moment. I've called in the big guns here for the recording piece of it. I just stopped it then after I asked you, and then I started it again. So